The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Well, hey there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Monday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. Hope you had yourself a good old weekend, but it's time to get back to reality. Oh. It is the 5th of March, 2018. All the best technology news that did happen over the weekend coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. All right, we're going to start off your Monday with porn. Yeah, it's pretty good, isn't it? Yeah, okay. Actually, it's the folks over there that created Pornhub, MindGeek. Yeah, you might have heard of them. And this all has to do with a verification tool in the UK. You might have heard of this too, so you can keep the little ones away from watching that boom chicka wah wah. Yes, they've unveiled a new tool called Age ID that apparently will ask porn site visitors to create an encrypted login so that it verifies their age across any compatible site. They say this will save them from proving that they're 18 years or older. Now, I'm sure the first thing coming to your mind is privacy, because you probably don't want people to know you're over there, yeah. Well, according to MindGeek, the system will draw on third-party verification companies. But MindGeek assures everybody that the Age ID won't store any personal information. How can that be? It has to know your age, right? Which means it has to know your birthday and probably other things. I don't know how much more personal you can get. Plus, on top of this, MindGeek says they're going to offer this to every porn site related in the UK for free. And if there's anything we know online, nothing is for free. Even Google. Come on. Nonetheless, though, it's a good attempt until somebody hacks it or cracks it, and that's probably going to happen. Hey, speaking of free stuff and Google, let's talk about Google and Android P. Yes, all the rage is happening now about the new OS coming from Google. Believe it or not, we might be seeing it sooner than we thought. It seems a developer preview might be ready towards the middle or end of this month. Now, at this point in time, we don't even know what the hell the P stands for. Some are saying since it's going to be unveiled in March, it might actually stand for Pi, as in P-I. Because March 14th, well, that's Pi Day. Meaning they'll probably change it around a little bit and it might just be P-I-E, yeah. Just stick with the food theme. Now, although we don't know everything about Android P yet, we do know a few things. We know it'll have power to prevent idle apps from accessing, say, your camera and your mic, which is good. Plus, it's supposed to have a whole bunch of added security to protect you against malware. That is, unless Google's stupid and actually lets it in the Play Store at first. Hey, speaking of releases, Apple looks like they got something up their sleeve. Possibly a cheaper MacBook Air. Yes, even cheaper than $999. That's what Apple currently sells the MacBook Air for, although, let's face it, they haven't really paid much attention to it lately. But guess what? Some juicy information from our main man Ming over there at KGI Securities there in China. Yeah, we might be seeing a revamp of it. Possibly in the second quarter of 2018. Now, what Ming let us know was a 13-inch MacBook Air would have a lower price tag. And would also have a little bit of updated hardware, meaning little means probably just tiny things. Possibly a 1.8 gigahertz Intel processor. Eh, remains to be seen. In the end, it might cause more problems for Apple. What do I want to get, a phone or a computer now, which is cheaper? And finally, going back to Android right now, and you might have noticed, lots of copies are going around with the iPhone 10. You know that little notch at the top of the screen? That's becoming a trend, it seems. And all you had to do was look no further than the Mobile World Congress. Yeah, it's starting to look like the year of 2018 might go down as the year of the notch. One of the biggest standouts probably was the Asus Zenfone 5. Yes, you guessed it, with a notch. In fact, Asus was highlighting their notch so much, they actually put up on the big screen that it was 26% smaller than iPhone X's notch. Now, yeah, we've seen this stuff before when iPhones and all those start coming out. There's lots of copies out there. But it is interesting to see the notch, considering there hasn't been a big notch in sales for the iPhone X. Just saying. If you happen to have a story and no one else is listening, send it to us. We will. BritishTechNews@gmail.com. We'd love to get your story on the air or on the interwebs. Does that really mean air anymore? Yeah, I guess not. Also, check out our lovely official website, BritishTechNetwork.com, powered by UK2.net. That's where our podcast, blog, and review section all live. You can also find us, of course, on our social media sites, Facebook, Instagram, British Tech Network, on Twitter at British Tech. I'm also on Twitter as well, Kyle Swagger, if you feel like following me there. But one place you need to follow is our BTN community. And if you're not doing that, then what the hell is wrong with you? Come on over. We'd love to have you. BritishTech.slack.com. That's the destination. The new show will be back for your Tuesday edition. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a wonderful Monday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.